The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
This is Let's Be Honest with Kristen Cavallari, a podcast all about getting real and open on everything from sex, relationships, reality TV, wellness, family, and so much more. And just a fair warning, there will probably be some oversharing. 'Cause I got all the power, yep. Welcome in to Let's Be Honest. I'm your host, Kristen Cavallari, and we are joined by Justin Anderson.
Yeah, baby. We got a big day ahead of us. It's a big one.
Today's a big one.
It's a real big one.
Wow. Quite possibly.
I had to stretch before this one.
The biggest one that we've done. So if you guys have paid attention to the news at all, you know I've been in it quite a bit in the last week. And so I am going to talk you through how Montana came to be. And I'm going to refer to my man as Montana. In true podcast fashion, I am not going to name him by name because I haven't named anybody by name. And
I'm going to
keep that. So, okay. How Montana came to be is...
You look so hot. It's like freaking me out. You guys, when I walked in today, we haven't seen each other in like a week or whatever, like not even a long time because she was traveling over. And I walked in the room and I was like, what the fuck is going on? Like,
you know what it is? It's because I'm tan. You haven't seen me tan in a while.
You're tan and you're shredded and you're like beaming. You're like glowing. Like, it's really weirding me out. I feel like winter and you are summer. It's like not cute.
I'm keeping up with 24-year-olds now. Just kidding, guys.
And I'm keeping up with apple pie. I feel so out of shape next to you.
Justin, you kill me. Oh my God. Okay, so back in like September, I think it was, I'm scrolling TikTok and I stumble upon this boy group. I guess you could call them the Montana Boys.
Please don't say that ever again.
What do you call them?
No, it's good. Keep going. Keep going. I just so you know.
This TikTok boy group. So I go, holy shit. Who are these guys? Because they're so hot. But specifically this one who I'm going to refer to as Montana. I send it to you. And we're both like, this is the hottest guy we've ever seen.
Literally the hottest guy in the world.
Like in the world.
I was like, I mean, I've never seen a guy look like that. I didn't know this was going to happen, though. I'll be honest. I didn't know it was going to turn into this.
Neither one of us did.
But I also was saying, I was like, Kristen, that's if someone could draw your type, that's your type.
Yeah.
Like in my head, when I was like, Kristen has a very specific type, like he is the type. Like that's the look.
Yeah, because you know what it is, too? He's gorgeous. It's like everything about him is perfect, but he's also outdoorsy and manly. And it's like that combination of the two for me is just like game fucking.
Okay, Yellowstone. You're a little Beth Dutton. You're like, I love it. It's from a ranch.
No, I literally do. So, okay. So we're both like, this is the hottest guy we've ever seen in our entire lives. But like, okay, we carry on with our lives. And then like 3 weeks later, I get a DM on Instagram from the Montana Boys that just says, I love you. And I'm going, oh my God.
Like a little high school girl.
Out of anyone who's DM'd me in the last 4 years, that's the one I'm most excited about. So I'm like, holy shit. And because I've got no chill, I was like, I want to have you guys on my podcast.
Right to like, it.
Right away.
No hesitation.
Get right down to business.
I want to invest in your business.
Oh my God. So great. Okay. I get an email and I literally like ship it off to my assistant. I'm like, book them. Great. Okay. So she's like, they're moving to Nashville, my assistant. And I was like, what? They're moving to Nashville. I was like, great. So I was like, the podcast will be in person. Literally this whole time, you guys, I'm thinking like, because I know that they're young. I actually don't know how young they are at this point, but I knew they were young. And I was like,
but you're young.
Yeah.
So I was like, I think he's your age, to be honest.
So we kept telling ourselves. Yeah. And so I was just like, they'll come on the podcast. It'll be like a fun flirt. And like, that's it. Okay. So that's that. So then in December, we were in New York, you, me, and Scoot. And just for shits and gigs, I decided to then DM them back. And I was like, hey, I heard you guys are moving to Nashville. talking a little bit. And then I asked which one I was talking to. And he said, this is Montana responding. And I said, oh, good. You're my favorite. Remember that?
Yeah, I remember all of it. And also, like, that is the problem. Like, us drinking in New York, I'm like, do it. Just message them or whatever.
By the way,
it was the whole thing. It was like, just, it was like, so,
should I?
Yeah, it was so playful and like fun. The whole thing was just wild because we were talking about how gorgeous this guy was. And then did you ever find out why they messaged you, I love you, out of nowhere?
So,
you were liking all their stuff and commenting. You're like, I don't know why they messaged me. I go on their account. It's like, I love you guys from 2 years ago.
Their very first post. I'm your biggest fan.
His prom picture.
Too soon. Too soon, man. Too fucking soon. No, so I guess Cutter, one of the boys, told me the first night we all hung out that Morgan had been drinking and just DM'd me, I love you. And then Cutter the next day was the first one to see my response. And he was like, what the fuck? He was like, who DM'd Kristen? And it was like this whole thing.
That's really cute, though.
It is cute. So, okay. So anyways, so we just kind of started talking from there. And
really playful. Like, it was,
yeah, it was never like, I still did not think anything would ever happen.
Like, you didn't ask them to move in, right?
Not yet.
Yeah.
Not yet. And so, okay, so they're moving to Nashville. Great. So I was like, I'm going to take you guys out. Meaning, like, me and all the girls that are in my office. I still am like...
Yeah, because they don't know anyone here.
They don't know anyone. And I have a lot of young girls in my office. So I'm like, this works out well. So went line dancing with a lot of the girls that work for me. And they came and met up with us. And we all went out. And then... he asked me to be his Valentine, and I said, I can
oh
be...
Oh my God, that's so cute.
It's cute.
I think I forgot that part.
Yeah, he literally asked me to be his
and
Valentine.
And you love Valentine, so that's cute. And you wanted a Valentine.
Well, I did.
You get everything you want.
I do get... I always get what I want. That is... Oh, that's what this... the title of this podcast is going to be called. But so I said, I would love to be your Valentine, but I can't go to dinner with you on Valentine's Day because I'm taking my kids to dinner. Just, you know, setting boundaries from the get-go. So he's like, all right, we could go the day before. So you guys, I want you to know, anytime I would go on a date before, I would go when I didn't have my kids. I've had my kids full time. So Montana came and picked me up and he met my kids because my kids are here now. And he actually met my mom too because my mom was babysitting my kids. So just like really threw him in the mix. So he came, he brought me flowers, picked me up. We went to dinner. It was very sweet. And then he... dropped me off. We were making out in my driveway. I felt like I was in high school, like making out. And then I walked into my mom and Jackson and I was like, hi.
Oh my God. I love it.
It was really cute.
Wait, tell, like, your kids loved him.
So, okay. My kids, I've told you guys before, they met one person for literally 5 minutes, a musician, because they were really excited. They were big fans of his. This is the real first guy I'd say they've met. When Montana came to pick me up, the boys were like, can I show you my room? Like, Montana's upstairs with my kids, like seeing their rooms. Like, my boys were so excited about him. And yeah, they were. And you know what it is? I think more than anything, my kids are really excited for me. My kids really want to see me happy. And I've been very good about like separating my dating life from like their.
Are you getting a little emotional?
No, I just actually thought I was going to burp.
Oh, how cute. I thought you were having emotions. I was so excited for you. I was like, she's going to get soft. She never does this.
I was holding in a burp.
Oh God. Okay. Keep going with your story. I thought we were having a moment. Actually, oh well, cut the camera. She's crying.
Tomorrow's episode, I do cry, talking about Bufo, my Bufo experience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I actually did cry.
In a solo one?
Yeah.
So you only cry by yourself?
Yeah.
I've seen you cry once in our friendship.
Really? When?
No, it was on camera for Very Cavalier. So maybe you were acting.
Checks out.
No, I've actually seen you cry a couple times.
Yeah,
actually.
You have. You
but
have.
It's like, and it like... crushes me when you cry. Like, I want to fall to the ground, but I stay strong.
Bufo, you saw me cry.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was incredible.
All right, you guys, let's talk about ZipRecruiter. Daylight saving time is starting up again for most states, and the goal to give us more daylight from March through November. Yay! By setting our clocks forward, it may feel like there are more hours in the day, but if you're hiring, it doesn't necessarily help you find qualified candidates for your roles any sooner. There's only one way to do that.
with ZipRecruiter. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/honest. ZipRecruiter works around the clock to find qualified candidates for you. Once you post your job on ZipRecruiter, they send it to 100+ job sites so you reach more of the right people. ZipRecruiter's smart technology also quickly scans thousands of resumes to identify people whose skills and experience match your job. As you guys know, I run my own company, Uncommon James, and so hiring the right staff is crucial. And if you watched Very Cavallari, then you know I kind of dropped the ball on that initially. So that's why something like ZipRecruiter is so amazing and is music to my ears. I love this for my team because they don't even have the time to sit through all of these, you know, hundreds of resumes. And so ZipRecruiter really just makes it so much easier for us. So spring forward with a new hiring partner, ZipRecruiter, and find top talent sooner. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/honest. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/honest. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. All right, guys, listen up. If you have damaged hair, I feel you, and I'm about to introduce you to your new hair repair hero. Introducing the new Kerastase Premier Repairing Pre-Shampoo Treatment. It's a new and unique product that's the very first step when you get in the shower. I actually just learned about this. We all have calcium building up on our hair, and it comes from our shower water. This buildup of calcium is amplifying damage, which I know we all have from things like coloring our hair. What's amazing about it is that it actually does 2 things at once. It removes that calcium buildup while also repairing and reconnecting the broken links between keratin chains. Okay, so here's how you use it. After you wet your hair in the shower, apply the repairing pre-shampoo treatment and let it sit for 5 minutes and do not rinse. Then layer your shampoo on top and finish with the rest of the Premier collection. I've been using Kerastase for a long time. And when I say long time, I mean like since my teen years, you guys, because the brand is incredibly luxurious and the quality of their products are just so professional. Plus, they really work. The new Premier Collection has become one of my absolute faves, and you guys see for yourself. Visit www.kerastase-usa.com and use code HONEST15 for 15% off your purchase. That's www.kerastase-usa.com and use code HONEST15. Standard exclusions apply. Offer valid through 5/31/2024.
But so what was I saying? So my kids are,
they want to see you happy is what you're saying.
They want to see me happy. So they're really excited for me, which is very, very sweet. And so, yes. So they've been excited this whole time. So, okay. So after that, we just start hanging out all the time, right? Montana and I have been hanging out a lot. And then he ends up coming to Mexico with me. I went to Cabo for 2 photo shoots for Uncommon James. And he came and we were together for 6 days straight. And it's really funny because you and I had conversations about this, right? And you know what? Before we get into that, I want you guys to know that me dating a 24-year-old is not something that I was like searching out. It's not something that I ever thought would ever happen. If you guys listen to the podcast, you know, I thought 30-year-olds were too young for me. I mean, I literally, I understand what it looks like to the outside world. I really do. I get that. He is not a typical 24-year-old in the same way that I don't think I was a typical 24-year-old. I don't think you were either. I really think age is just a number. It's what you've been through in your life, how you were raised. There are just so many factors that go into maturity other than age.
I believe that so much.
And when I met him, I was like, obviously, I thought he was the hottest guy I've ever seen. There was that attraction was always there. But when I met him, I was like, he's actually a really nice, good guy. He's very sweet. From the jump, he was so sweet to me. Like the very first thing he said to me when we were standing there and like just met, he was like, you're like really pretty. And I was like, yeah. Just like so sweet. So anyways, so I was like, oh, fuck. And I still, even
I think why that's so sweet to you, and I think we should touch on a little bit, is it's like, I feel like you've dated so many guys who are like, have a lot going on in their life. Maybe they have a name for themselves. Maybe they have a big career. Maybe they have a big ego or whatever. And when you meet someone who has no ego, there's an innocence and like a sweetness to them. And they're excited about love. They haven't been broken down by life yet. Little things stand out so much about their personality. And I have to say, like, Scoot and I, my partner is Scoot. We've been together for 10 years. We have a massive age difference, you know? So when I see people trying to talk crap about this situation, I get it. I get on the outside, everyone wants to judge an age gap, whatever, you're allowed to judge it.
Yeah.
But it works for a reason in a lot of cases. A lot of people, it works for a reason. And I do believe in like old souls, and you have to trust your gut when you feel something.
Justin, it's the ego thing. It's exactly what you just said. Every fucking guy I've dated, all the older guys have had egos, all of them. So, because, and listen, it's, I'm sure some people be like, that's all it takes is to tell her that she's pretty. It's the way he said it and the innocence behind it, where like, he just like really meant it. And it wasn't about him, like every other guy, these older guys who have dated who tell me I'm pretty or like how great I am. It's because it's about them. Mm-hmm. Where like, I'm a trophy for them. Where like with Montana, it's truly just because he thinks I'm beautiful. Like, that's it.
So cute.
I get it. It's the innocence of the sweetness. And the thing that kind of drives me crazy is like, we're talking about it in a way, or I feel like you are talking about it in a way a little bit, where you're kind of like setting it up for people listening, which you have to do because people have opinions and you're kind of explaining it. But at the end of the day, like, you don't have to explain when you feel something good. And in all the years since you've been single, I have not heard you once talk about somebody like this. I've not seen your energy once about this. And in my head, I'm like, it's because for the first time, it feels like it's real. I've seen you go on dates. I've been part of dates. I've traveled with certain guys that you've dated. And there's this thing where these guys want to compete with you. So the minute like some, like if I said like, oh, Kristen, that shoot was so rad or whatever that I saw a picture from or whatever, they'd be like, oh, I have a shoot coming up next week.
Literally.
Like, and then turn it back into them. Like this happens all the time. So when you meet somebody and it's nothing about that, it's not like, what can you bring to the table for them? It's just pure innocent love. And like when you experience that for the first time in such a long time, how much does that stand out? It's like, wow.
It really is wild. And I think I'm even still like wrapping my head around it again. And I'm not going to lie to you guys. Like the age thing was a hang up for me at first. Now I don't give a fuck and I'm all in with this guy. And I don't actually care what anybody thinks. And I do think my entire career has prepped me for this moment, because when this news came out, it's the first time in my entire life I 100% haven't given a shit what anybody thinks.
Wow.
Not one person.
Wait, why? What do you think it was?
I think because I know that I'm happy. I know how Montana is. I know what this is. I know that even my own mother has said how calm and great. She's like, my mom is noticing a difference in me. And that's what matters. If my kids' opinions, my mom's opinion, your opinion, like that's all that matters to me. But I also think like my whole career, obviously, people have never agreed with everything I've done. I've always been the bad girl. And they never will. But I think like now to like really just be standing in this truth and like knowing how happy I am, nothing that anyone could say right now is going to rock it for me.
That's
like at all.
That's a good place to be.
It is.
And anything that's like, because people are like having your back a lot
on
social media.
I know, I've noticed that.
Because a lot of people who like know you are like, people who don't understand this don't understand Kristen Cavallari. This is the most Kristen Cavallari thing on earth. That it's just like a shock. All of a sudden you have this hot guy and you're like, fuck it, I'm dating him. Like you're not holding back at all. Like that's so you. You will always do what you want to do,
always.
Right?
Yeah.
And the thing that people, I think about is that when they think about an age gap and they're like, oh my God, like, what about when? What about nothing? What if this lasts for 1 year? What if this lasts for 5 years? What if it lasts forever?
Yeah.
Why? I just don't understand.
Why can't I just live my life right now?
And anyone who's ever paid attention to you, do they think you don't know how to take care of yourself? Like you're like, please take care of me. I have
Like I need him to come and take care of me and my three kids.
Well, I think that's what a lot of people do. Like when there is judgment from some women, and there is like, it's a group of people. I think they think like, well, I could never do that. Or like, but we all do things differently, you know? And it's like a lot of like, and not everything's going to work out for all of us. And you're fucking miserable and you don't think your husband's hot. Sorry, you don't. I mean,
well, listen, if me dating a younger hot ass man is triggering to you, that's about you. That's actually not about me. It's like, what's going on in your life that you're unhappy with? Like, cause at the end of the day, why do you give a shit what someone else is doing?
If you're I will never happy, understand that.
Because if you're happy, you don't care what other people are doing.
Especially if they're sharing that they're happy. Somebody shares that they're happy and you're like, ew, that's gross. I don't like that. Like that's, and they're like, that's never going to work. Like, what is she doing? Okay. It's like when someone's happy to try to shit on that, where are you in your life?
I know. That's why that has nothing to do with me. Yeah. And you know what the other thing is too? And I will say Montana is smart because the way to my heart truly is through my kids. This man, you guys, after the first time meeting them, Camden was begging me for his number. And I was like, I don't know. Like,
and Camden's her tough one.
Yeah, he is.
Like Camden's like the one, like Camden expects a lot for you.
He has.
Well, actually, all your kids in their own way.
They do. But Camden has very strong opinions about everyone I've dated. Like he's like, I hate him to a guy he's never even met just from a photo. And it's like, whoa.
Camden knows.
So he loves Montana. So after a little back and forth and talking to Montana about it, Montana was like, no, give him my number. I don't care. And
so cute.
And they've been texting like all day, every day since. And this has been going on for weeks and weeks. And Montana would, Jackson isn't a big texter, but they had each other's numbers. And then Montana would check in with Jackson. Like he's initiating a conversation
with
Jackson.
Okay, and you guys, Kristen is like your biggest thing in life is your kids. Yeah. That is your biggest priority. Like your kids run the world. And for you to see someone engage with your kids in an authentic, real way means the world to you. It's not like they're trying to get something out of the situation. But also for you, it's like your kids are also the most active kids I have ever seen in my life. Yeah. Like when we all travel. So I go on so many trips with Kristen and the kids, right? The kids are with us the whole time. It's not like kids who want to go play at the beach by themselves. Like they want to be involved with the adults. You have to be with a guy who has energy, excitement for the kids, like actually wants to hang out with them. And this thing when people are like, I see Kristen with someone older who has their own kids and they're divorced. I get it. On paper, that's the way you see it for Kristen.
We kind of thought that too.
Yeah, we hope, where is he? I don't know, because it's not really.
I looked for 4 years,
guys. It's not really out there. But the thing to think about with that, let's say you get a guy, he's divorced, he's 45 or whatever, and he has his own three kids. When you try to bring those worlds together, your kids aren't going to be important to him.
Yep.
His kids, they're always going to be stepkids. And I'm sorry, the way I know you, that wouldn't work for you.
It wouldn't.
You have to have like somebody who like gives your kids a lot of attention, you know, and makes them a priority. If they're going to be with you, like your kids are a priority.
Yeah.
And I think about when we travel, me, you and Scoot, I mean, Scoot's in the pool with the kids all day long. Like we don't see Scoot. Thanksgiving here, you're like, Justin, where the hell were you? Like I'm upstairs playing video games with Jackson all night. Like your kids require a lot from adults. They're not the kids that want to go sit by themselves.
No.
So like when people talk about that stuff, like Kristen has kids, how's this going to work with a younger guy?
Actually, perfect.
It's actually, I think it's like, you want the energy.
You know what? I might actually get a little emotional now. So for the last, like, I'd say year and a half, 2 years, I've really been manifesting a guy, right? And one of these visions that I had was my guy outside in my driveway playing basketball with my boys, but specifically Camden. And you guys, last night, literally, Montana was over here for dinner and him and Camden were out there playing basketball. And it's just like,
so
oh my God,
cute.
It like actually kind of kills me. Cause that's all I've been wanting as a guy to like play with my boys. That's it. It's like really simple, but it's like,
that's not simple. And that's like, that's who you are though. Like that's always been your biggest thing. Like your kids are everything.
Yeah.
Even like the way that you see like strangers treat your kids and stuff, like your kids are everything to you. So of course that would be a big thing.
Yeah.
And seeing some, like, he's also excited about your kids.
He is excited. I mean, honestly,
he still has good knees too. Like he can play basketball like that. You know, it's like not a lot of guys can do it. You can do like a jump.
45-year-olds wouldn't be out there playing basketball. I can tell you that. Okay, I'm going to give you another story about Montana, just how fucking sweet this man is, okay? So we're in Mexico. It's our first night there, and I'm getting ready for dinner, and he's like, I'm going to go to the ATM. Okay, great. Goes to the ATM, comes back. Okay, we're leaving for dinner, and outside of our villa on the front porch is a huge vase, okay? And we're walking out, and he's like, oh my God, did you see that lizard? And I was like, no, what, where? He reaches his hand in this vase and I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, you're gonna like pull out this lizard? And he pulls out a bouquet of flowers and he gave it to me. And I was just like, the thought that went into that blows my mind because he could have gotten me a bouquet of flowers and just brought them back to the room and given them to me. But he hid them. He came up with his little story. Like the whole thing was just so fucking sweet.
You know what's really cute about that is like, it just goes to show that you have had so many like over the top experiences with men who weren't really, really authentic, that like these small little sweet things are really standing out to you. Like, I don't think a lot of people would get that. They're like, oh, he gave you flowers.
Yeah.
Like, but for you, it's the thoughtfulness, thoughtfulness. And also the playfulness. Yes. It's not like, look at this diamond I bought you, or like, look at, like, I'm going to take you to this really fancy restaurant or whatever, which is great to people who've never experienced that or whatever. But these little thoughtful things.
Yes. Because I've been in relationships where I've been thrown expensive things, but there was zero intimacy.
And
And I always was like, I want to hear that you love me more than anything else, or like put a little thought into something, which is really difficult for a lot of people. And I get that. But that's why like these little things, because there's so much authenticity and just like this innocence behind them, is why it's really hitting. It's really resonating on me. And all of these little things that he's doing are just really fucking sweet. I think the difference is I feel the same way about him. You know, like, I think there's been guys in the past 4 years where like, I kind of was trying to make things work, or I was like, I don't know. Do you know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying. And I also think the thing is too, that we haven't even touched on, is like, there's an energy match. You are super driven. You know how to be successful. You're going to take care of yourself. Your bills will be paid. Yeah. Like, you are the most driven, like one of the most driven people I know. Right. But you also have the most playful, innocent side to you, which I completely relate to. And that's like when I got with Scoot, who's so much younger than me, all of a sudden it's like these energies matched or whatever.
Yeah.
So I feel like you're like feeling those things. It's like,
It's an energy match.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
And this whole thing is so wild, because like we've been talking about everything. And recently I was saying to you, like within the past few months, I was saying, Kristen, I don't know why, but I swear you're going to end up with somebody younger. And you're like, Justin, I will never like you. That's so not my thing. And I'm like, Kristen, I'm telling you, because of our personalities. And I'm like, I never thought I'd be with somebody younger.
Yeah.
And I wasn't like making it about like me and you, like, oh, we're the exact same, so we're going to do the same thing. I was just saying, for some reason, you've tried all these guys and you've dated a lot of guys, or talked to a lot of guys. Like,
I really gave it 100%.
Yeah. Have had people try to set you up with all these people or whatever. I'm like, for some reason, I just see you with somebody younger. And then this whole thing happened. I didn't know that it would happen like this. The day that she posted on Instagram, you guys, So Kristen had sent me that picture earlier in the day.
I'm like,
you guys are so fucking cute. And I literally was like, I wish you could post that. Like, you guys are so hot together, whatever. And we're talking about, and you've been sending me pictures like the whole time you're in Mexico, whatever. I go into to get a massage. I come out of my massage and like, I check Instagram, and it's the first thing that pops up. I literally thought I posted it on accident. Like, I literally was like, oh my God. Like, I freaked out. And then it said your name, Kristen Caballero. And we hadn't talked about it. Yeah. We talk about everything.
Yeah.
What made you do it?
I get in a mood.
Yeah,
okay. I'm like, fuck it. Okay. Here's what happened. Because I would say it was a little early to hard launch someone, 100%. However, what we've been talking about, I feel very different with this man. But also, I got a call from my publicist that TMZ was going to write an article about us.
Right.
And someone had taken a photo of us at the airport or something. And I was just like, you know what? I've been in this business for 20 years. The media has always like controlled the narrative to a large degree. And part of me was like, I want to take it in my own hands. Like, fuck TMZ and all these other outlets. Like,
and you want a cute picture up.
Yeah, and if they're going to talk about us, here's a good one.
Don't put the bus picture from after the plane.
Like, we look like shit right there. You need to see how hot this man is.
Oh my God, I love it.
So I took it into my own goddamn hands. And I'm really happy that I did, quite honestly, because here's the other thing. I feel like the right thing has always been, like, in the entertainment world, to like keep everything a little hush hush. And it's like, for what? Why? I'm fucking dating someone. This is the first time I've been excited about someone since my divorce. And you know what? Yeah, I'm going to fucking own it.
And that's just where I'm at. I mean, it's funny you saying all of that. That is exactly you, to say all of that. Before you went on that trip, I was doing the whole thing because I just try to give you advice. I don't know why. But I was like, Kristen, keep this to yourself. Be really private with this one. When you guys are in Mexico, don't post any pictures, which is weird for me to say, because if I was in Mexico, I would have went live, you know?
Yeah.
Like, we would have been all over it. Yeah. But I was like, keep this private. Don't make about anyone else, because you're going to get outside opinions. And you're like, right.
I was like, no, I agree.
Yeah,
I
you're
agree.
Like, totally, absolutely, totally. And then, absolutely. Bam, hard launch.
No, literally, like, I don't think I told anybody it was coming. Well, obviously, Montana and I talked about it, you know, and like went back and forth. And I was like, should we do this? Like, what do we think? Ugh. All All right, let's talk about brand Roback. I love this stuff. And you guys, the best way to describe Roback is best fit, best feel. And they are not wrong. They recently launched a new women's line, and comfortable would be an understatement. I just tried their hoodie and jogger sets for the first time, and I seriously can't take them off. They're so soft that the fabric is literally called V-Soft. They're incredibly comfortable and perfect to relax in or for a day on the move. They're always what I reach for when I change out of my day clothes. I cannot wait to put these on. Roback also just restocked their active dress, made with their signature GTG technology. You're able to keep your dress on when you're on the go and when you gotta go. It's also made with lightweight, breathable fabric that is made to move in. And finally, Roback's Swift crew necks are so comfortable. I don't typically wear crew necks, but now I'm obsessed with this crew and I wear it all the time. It's that soft. You guys know I'm super active. I work out, you know, 4 to 5 days a week. So I'm always trying new activewear brands, and I really do love this one so much, really, for how comfortable everything is and their neutral colors. Big fan. So if you guys haven't already, it's now time to try out some Roback. Use the code HONEST on roback.com for a generous 20% off your first order through the end of this week. That's spelled R-H-O-B-A-C-K.com, and that's 20% off all hoodies, joggers, crews, and more with code HONEST. Stay comfortable this spring with Roback. Okay, guys, here's an alcohol brand that I'm sure you've tried. If not, you've definitely seen it, but it is Truly. I'm not going to lie, I love a Truly from time to time. I don't really drink during the week usually, but on the weekends, I will definitely reach for one. And especially with spring and summer coming up, there's honestly nothing better than a ice cold hard seltzer from time to time. Truly believes life can be more refreshing when we can be real, let loose, embrace imperfection, and allow ourselves to be free from convention. That's why Truly has something for everyone in more than 30 unique flavors, including 3 lightly flavored mix packs, berry, and new party pack. Truly's Hard Seltzer's new party pack has a flavor for everyone, making it perfect for you and your friends. With 4 fan favorite flavors, including brand new raspberry, it's got a little something for everyone. Bring it to wine night, bring it to book club, bring it to a pool party. With this new pack, there's nowhere you can't bring the party. Each flavor is super light, crazy refreshing, and made with real fruit juice. With only 5% ABV, 100 calories, and 1 gram of sugar in each can, Truly is the perfect drink to keep you on track all spring and summer long. My absolute favorite Truly is the black cherry. All day long, I'm always reaching for black cherry. To find Truly Hard Seltzer near you, go to trulyhardseltzer.com/locations. That's trulyhardseltzer.com/locations. Truly Hard Seltzer, keep it light. Truly Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly.
The one thing that I want you to address as your friend is, like, what is your take, like, when people say this stuff, like, even, like, someone that we know in common said to me the other day in a really nice way, like, but when she posts a picture of them together, what if it doesn't work out?
Oh, no.
That's the thing. I was like, I was like, if you know Kristen, she won't care. She'll, like, then she'll move on, or, like, you're it's not, like, going to make an announcement, or,
so
like.
So why do I have to, like, hide every part of my life? Like, I am dating someone. There's a chance it might not work out.
Yeah.
And not all of my ex-boyfriends worked out. I hate to break it to you. Like, so fucking what? Well, I'm really happy right now, and I'm enjoying him right now. And I'm actually not really thinking about in a year or in 5 years. Right now, I'm thinking about right now. This man makes me really happy at the moment, and that's where I'm at. And it feels kind of nice just to be able to, like, put it out there so that, because, like, I actually don't like trying to, like, hide everything. And obviously, I have this podcast, which has been largely about dating. And so it's sort of like, okay, this is, like, I'm going to just own it.
But you know what's so cool about that? Like, is, and you genuinely are like that. Like, I would overthink everything. You don't, you really don't give a fuck what people think.
I really don't. I really don't. So that's why these people are like, oh my God, I cannot believe you. Some, I did see, I, by the way, it's like 95% positive, which I really appreciate. But I saw someone was like, this is so creepy. You need to say therapy. You need therapy.
Imagine what's going through their mind. I mean, ew. I don't know.
Rob in the cradle, bitch.
Ew.
I will say this though, too. I think what is happening right now is women are really mad because there is such a double standard. And before we get into that, I really quickly want to address the fact that maybe like a month or two ago on the podcast, I said I wasn't a feminist. And I want to explain what I meant.
Oh, I saw that.
Yeah. I am a feminist because I want equality for men and women, for everybody. But I think my personal take on a lot of the political stuff is that people will take something like feminism and go so far the other way that it gives it a bad rep. And so I don't stand for handicaps or being treated differently, which unfortunately I think is where feminism has kind of gone. I am a feminist in the sense that I want to be treated the same way as a man. And goddammit, this fucking thing that's happening right now has definitely made me want to be like, yeah, it's bullshit that men never get shit on for this. And I do. And I'm getting a lot of hate for it. So I am a feminist in that regard. I just think like we got to keep it so that it doesn't get diluted. The message doesn't get diluted. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. I mean, I'm all about women power. I don't want to overstep any boundaries. I still got a dick, you know, but I'm all about women. I think women are way better than men,
yeah,
period.
You've been
I want women to rule the world.
I know.
But it is good that you got that because I just saw you getting crap about that. I'm like, Kristen's like the most feminist person on earth.
I know. But it is crazy that men can have like a 20, 25 year age gap. And that's okay. Don't bat an eye.
But you know what it is, Kristen, too? Like, it's when I saw, because like you were saying, there was a lot of positivity and people are like, this is so rad, whatever. But the people who are mean, unfortunately, it's women. Like
it
women,
is,
it's a
right.
It's a judgment thing. And women do that about everything, unfortunately.
Yeah, right.
Like as much as I love women, like they can be evil to each other. You know, like they'll be like, see George Clooney with his wife who's 17 years younger or whatever. And they're like, oh, they're so cute together.
Yeah.
Like she looks so like whatever. But it's like when they see it with a woman, with a younger man, it's like, ew, that's gross. That's a judge. That makes them feel something that they're uncomfortable with,
right.
Or maybe they want it themselves.
Well, that's why I don't take things personally. Cause that, again, it has nothing to do with me. That's about them. I do think it's interesting though. Like the women who are really having my back right now are like, I can tell just from like one little photo. I'm like, they're fucking awesome. These women are just like,
Kristen, it's seriously. Okay. So when I'm like scrolling the comments to like, just get a gauge of what's going on or whatever, all the positive ones and the ones that are like sticking up to you, whatever, I click, they're hot.
They're hot.
They're hot girls. Like,
cause they're like, yes, do it for us.
Yes. They're like, and I'm not even saying like, they're like maybe a 45-year-old mom who like is just pretty and looks happy.
Happy.
Genuinely happy for
they're
other
happy.
People. And when you see the ones who are going off like negative, like writing a fucking paragraph, I'm like, girl, calm down. This is not your life. Like, can I call you? Give me your phone number. We need to talk. This is getting weird. But I click on the picture. Not cute.
Not cute.
I mean, I get it. I mean, you wanna ride Montana too, but you're not gonna get a ride, girl. And like, I'm not making fun of looks, but something's checking out here.
Yeah.
Because, Kristen, it's a real thing. When I was looking,
thing.
I was like, all these girls are hot. The ones who are like rooting it on, they're hot.
Yeah.
They feel confident. They feel powerful.
Yeah.
I see a lot of women saying like, I'm newly divorced and this actually makes so much sense to me because guys in my age range are just like, I can't find anybody normal.
Older guys, I'm sorry. And we've got a lot of good guy friends and stuff, but like, they're boring, you guys. The older guys I've dated have been boring. They want to control me and compete with me. Everything is about ego and money. And like, I can't do that ever again.
Wait, one thing that I think that we should touch on, because we're talking so much about you and we have to think about sweet Montana, is also people aren't realizing like, there is something about a younger guy who is really attracted to the independence and confidence and a woman who might be older than him. Like, what is wrong with that? Some younger women really like older men because they like the maturity that comes with it, or they've gone through life experiences or whatever. Why can't younger men do that? Like, again, not to make it about me, but Scoot and I, like that was our biggest thing. Like Scoot loved who I was because I was older. I didn't care that he was younger and I never saw myself with somebody younger. My ex that I was with for 7 years was 15 years older than me. So I went the complete opposite way. So it's an energy match. But like, why can't younger guys like an older woman? That's so shitty to say. Also, by the way, you should be embarrassed with that comment.
Or like, no, people literally.
That's so ageist.
No, yeah. People are like, what happens when he gets over you? Because you're old. I'm like,
well, what happens when anyone gets over anyone? Also, two people who are the exact same age, you know, could happen. And it happens all the time. When your husband's on the couch watching football all day, he's over you. You know, it's the same thing. Just because he's the same age doesn't mean that you figured it out.
I would love to know the relationship status of the people talking. talking shit. Thing. Like, I want to know about your marriage, honey. How's that going for you? Your and husband I make, that wants yeah. nothing to do with you.
Yeah. Like,
are we getting ugly now?
No, we're not getting ugly. It's because it's like, I will never understand why people crap on happiness, even if you don't understand it yeah, at all. Why are you crapping on it? If you see someone walking down the street in an outfit that seems ridiculous to you, why would you want to crap on it? They're smiling. They're walking down the street. Yeah. They're happy. Like, good Lord, it's 2024. Can we just like be happy for people?
Everything
is so dark and unhappy these days that like when you see some sort of happiness, can we celebrate it?
Let me fucking smile.
For fuck's sake.
Have you seen that man? I get to stare at that man, you guys. I'm fucking happy.
And even if for just that, for a minute, can she just have fun with that?
Jesus Christ.
If this ends in 6 months, Kristen will be fine. Exactly. Montana will be fine. He'll figure, like, exactly. Everyone will figure it out. No one's getting hurt here.
Yeah.
You know, like,
we're just trying to have a little fun. Well, I mean, no, it's more than that. I don't want to downplay it because I really do like this guy. And I actually think like, what we have is very
this
serious.
Is so wild because it's like so different than anything I've experienced, like with the way that you talk about him. And that's why, like, I'm not questioning at all. Of course, as your best friend, there were things where I was kind of like, you think all the things through, like, oh, he's just moving to Nashville. Like,
I thought all these things.
Yes.
And by the way, I've had a lot of conversations with him about that. I said, here are my concerns. You're 24. You just moved to Nashville. This is when you should be going out. You're on TikTok. You know, you've got this notoriety on TikTok. You guys should be going out every night. You should be hooking up with different girls. Like, this is when you should be doing that. I'm following his lead on this, you guys. And he's, you know, the way, and I'm not going to like put everything on blast. And I don't think, because I do care about him and this is different. I'm definitely talking about him on this episode. I'm not going to put everything out there.
Yeah.
I do want to kind of keep this one close to my chest, but he's in a place where he's ready for a relationship. And so here we fucking are.
It's a big conversation. I think it's a good conversation. I mean, it stirred up so much crap online, you know?
I know. Yeah. I mean, and I knew it was going to be a big deal. I did not know this degree. I also think it's a combination. I think it's obviously his age, and I think it's the first guy I've gone public with from my divorce, since my divorce. So I think it's just like, bam.
It's so wild because he put this one video up on TikTok where you guys are like dancing and lip singing, which, by the way, TikTok is just lame in general. All you do is like lip singing.
Yeah,
like
it's silly.
But the video is the cutest thing in the world. Like, I could watch it over and over. Like, it literally looks like, so I sent it to my sister, like right when it all happened. My sister was like, Justin, that's like the most pure love I've ever. She's like, you can see it in both of their eyes. And like, people at home, if you're listening to Hate Listen right now and you're like, ew, whatever. It's like, love is so freaking beautiful. And when you see it, when it happens, whatever it is, it's like, go with it. Like,
you know what else? So he's posted two videos, that dancing one and then another one of us in the car. And they're both like so fucking cute.
You can see the love on your
face.
So
and by the way, I know you totally can. Those were all his idea. And he will. So not only is he like excited to post me and like make these videos, but he'll respond to people in his comments that are like, oh my God, she's beautiful. And he'll be like, preach. Like, and so he like really talks me up and he's like so excited about me. Every other guy I've been with could never do that because them talking me up was a threat to them.
That is a real thing.
It's a real thing. And when you've dealt with that before, when guys just want to fucking push you down and take away your shine, I'll never fucking do that ever again. So this right now that I'm experiencing is new for me and I'm really enjoying it. A guy who's just like so excited about me.
That's massive for you in this particular case, I think, because you have been with all these guys who like have always tried to, we've already talked about that, the competing thing, mm-hmm. but it's more also like I've watched guys be uncomfortable with you get attention, mm-hmm. right? So like if somebody will tell you like, you're so beautiful, or even if we're at a table and someone comes up and they're like, oh my God, I'm such a fan of mm-hmm. yours. I've seen guys get really weird and then they get weird after that, like because you're getting attention somewhere. And I'm like, that will never work. Like in my head, I'm not gonna fight with this person. I'm like, that will never work. Nope. You doing that. Like
guys have always been so weird with me about attention.
And sometimes, true confidence, it's a certain person who has true confidence. And a lot of these older guys, with money and egos, they don't have confidence. It's fake confidence. Lot of fake confidence.
90% of older men with money, it's fake.
It's fake confidence because that's kind of what they're like trying to build their confidence on is having that money or some sort of power. And they're actually really insecure.
Yep.
And I've seen it with you a lot.
A lot.
So it's like all of a sudden you have a guy, him at the shoot. I was thinking about that the whole time. So you guys you're in Mexico. So you're working. He's in Mexico with you. when you come home from the shoot or come back to the hotel from the shoot or whatever, and he's like excited to hear about it and like, oh, you look beautiful. You're showing him pictures. And like, those
are beautiful.
Send
me pictures all day long.
Like actually engaged and excited about things that you're working on, not like to acting like that takes something from him.
Yeah.
And those are real.
They are real things. When I had a guy that was shitting on Uncommon James every fucking day, to now have someone who's like wanting to see all of the photos I'm taking, it's a huge difference. So that's my love story.
I get it, girl. I love it for you.
And if you don't get it, I don't give a fuck. So that's that, honey.
And you shouldn't give a fuck because it's your heart. It's your love. Like you want to have fun. You want to be in love. I honestly think, you know, this could be it. And then that's going to be the clip that later people are like, the fucking guy is an idiot. But no, I don't know. For some reason, it's like, I'm just like, I get it. I 100% get it.
This one's different. This is different. Yeah. It's different. And that's what I'll say. So next week on the pod is Cindy from Revealing Soul. She's a spiritual medium. And we do talk about Montana. And this is actually like a few weeks ago. So it's a little going back in time, but it's still interesting. And if you guys are into spirituality and like where we go when we die and all that stuff.
Oh, that's cool.
It's a good episode. So I'm excited for that. And then after that, I have the Montana boys coming on.
You haven't even told me what happened on that.
I know. And which I, by the way, I booked that because I thought Montana was hot. And then I actually followed through and they filmed it last Friday. So.
Oh my God.
Good times. Good times. All right, you guys.
Bye bye.
Thanks for listening.
Dear Media IRL is back, and we're showing up bigger, better, and louder than ever. Join us on May 4th in Austin, Texas for the ultimate live podcasting experience. Watch and learn from your favorite Dear Media hosts as they bring their insightful discussions from your headphones to the stage. Get ready to be inspired, entertained, and watch audio get a makeover. Tickets are on sale now at dearmedia.com/IRL. See you on May 4th in Austin, Texas.